It's the very last time I play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, I feel sad. I have enjoyed our time together.
Likewise, and I was going to ask you how you feel. You're excited about what you're on to next?
I'm excited about what I'm on to next. I'll be close to you still, but doing something else. But this is sad because I've loved playing the puzzle. It's always been a bright spot in every single show. And I know so many people who love the puzzle and love listening to us. And so I say adieu with a heavy heart.
I appreciate that. I feel the same.
Can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Carrie Fowler of Seattle. I said, name something you might eat for breakfast in two words. Add a G at the end of the first word. Switch the middle two letters of the second word. Then reverse the order of the two words. And you'll name an old-fashioned activity. What is it? Well, the thing you might eat for breakfast is raisin bran. Do those operations and you get barn raising.
We received nearly 1,500 correct responses, and the winner is Arthur Anderson of Seattle, Washington. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you figure it out?
That was very difficult, as I'm a carnivore. So it took me up till very early Thursday morning and just thought of raisin, I guess. Needed a G.
Needed a G. And what was it like when you got the call?
Well, I initially thought it was the Nobel.
Of course, naturally.
Because the chances of getting that would seem better than getting this, as I've been trying for more than 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think we're both very honored that you think that this is a greater honor than the Nobel. And I happen to agree with you. Will, are you ready to take it away?
I am ready. Arthur, every answer today is a word or name that ends in the syllable loo in any spelling. For example, if I said big ruckus, you would say hullabaloo. Okay, here's number one. Home for an Inuit.
Igloo.
That's right. Number two is poet Maya.
Angelou.
That's right. Star Trek helmsman, originally played by George Takei.
Oh, boy. Zulu?
Almost. Hold that answer. Change the first letter.
Oh, boy.
He called him Mr.
Sulu.
Sulu is it. That's it. Member of a South African people.
Sulu.
There's your Zulu. Studio that made I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
So the first four letters of it was the first name of actor Arnaz.
Desi.
Yeah. And then Adlu.
Desi Lu.
Desi Lu. You didn't know that, huh? But no, you worked it out. Here's your next one. Capital of Hawaii.
Honolulu.
That's it. Polynesian country about midway between Hawaii and Australia. Really a trivia heavy puzzle this week. It starts with a T. Do you know this country?
I could
make
one up, but it won't be right.
You just might have it right.
Tuvalu.
Tuvalu, that's it. Good job. How about Singer Harris in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Emmylou.
Emmylou is it. Where Napoleon was defeated.
Waterloo.
That's it. And your last one, NPR host who will be greatly missed.
Lulu.
Lulu is it.
Definitely.
Oh, thank goodness you got that right, my friend Arthur.
You're welcome.
Because if not, that would have been a sad note to end on. How do you feel?
I was overjoyed to get the call, and it is tough doing it with you folks, but it's a blast and a dream come true.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Arthur, which member station do you listen to?
KUOW.
Arthur Anderson of Seattle, Washington, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
You're welcome.
And I can't believe it, Will, you finally made me a puzzle answer.
There you go.
I can't, after begging you for 5 years, I will take it as a parting gift. What is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Abe Nash Resnick of Los Angeles. Name a famous actress, 8 letters in her first name, 6 letters in her last. Change the next to last letter of her first name to an S. Then reverse the order of the last 3 letters, and you'll name a famous ruler. The actress's last name is an anagram of where you might find this ruler. Who's the actress and the ruler? So again, famous actress, 8-6, change the next to last letter of her first name to an S, reverse the order of the last 3 letters, and you'll name a famous ruler. And the actress's last name is an anagram of where you might find this ruler. Who's the actress and what's the ruler?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And this is my parting advice to you, everyone, my people, my puzzle people. You must pick up the phone. And if you do, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. It has been an honor, Will.
Thanks, Lulu. Best of luck to you. Hope we stay in touch.